This is Unmail Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Unmail Radio News Update at 8. I am Barbison Harris. A two-day second official celebration of the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS Human Rights Day, gets underway today in Monrovia. The day will also be celebrated across the West African sub-region under the international theme, Right to Education. In the national theme, Right to Education, a must for all Liberians. Tunde Ajesomo is ECOWAS Ambassador to Liberia. He outlines key highlights of the day's observance.
We are focusing on, one, promoting ECOWAS human rights architecture in the context of the right to education, creating awareness on the ECOWAS regional educational policy and strategy, advancing right to education by improving access to education, by making education affordable and efficient to every community citizen. We're looking at the quality of education. We're looking at how we can make education to be more inclusive. And of course, also, how we can create opportunity for our children, you know. So these are the focus.
It is expected that the celebration will serve to strengthen the ECOWAS human rights architecture with specific action plans on the rights to education and identify policy options for duty bearers, among others, across the region. Members of the House of Representatives have elected Buffer Chimas as Speaker for the 54th Legislature. This is the first time representatives have elected a Speaker on white ballot after general elections, and a second white ballot speaker election in 14 months. Deputy Speaker Hans Bachu, one of the contenders in the election of the Speaker of the House of Representatives, withdrew from the race. At the same time, Prince Moi of the Unity Party was elected as Deputy Speaker of the 54th Legislature. They were immediately sworn in by the Chief of Clerk. A Liberian clergyman has stressed the need for immediate education on the management of post-election expectations. The young cleric spoke when he delivered a message at the Faith Healing Temple Church in Monrovia recently. Deacon David Small added that with the high expectation of Liberians for jobs in the incoming government, could prove heartbreaking and engender strife if proper checks are not put in place. He cautioned that there is a need to create a standing committee to address itself to this menace for the good of the country. Deacon David Small, who is also the head of the Liberia Medicines and Health Products Regulatory Authority, has meanwhile lauded the media for being professional in his reportage. The news is coming to you from Unmail Radio, the official voice of the United Nations mission in Liberia. North Korea has agreed to send a 140-member orchestra to the Winter Olympic Games in South Korea next month. The two sides are discussing plans for the North delegation at Pamujong Village in the Demilitarized Zone, DMZ, also known as the Truce Village. North Korea announced last week that it would send a delegation to the Games in the South, easing months of tensions. Relations have been strained between the two Koreas over the North's missile test and nuclear program. North Korea has participated in several Olympic Games before, but never in South Korea. It boycotted the 1988 Olympic Games in Seoul. And scientists think they have the answer to a puzzle that baffled even Charles Darwin: how flowers evolved and spread to become the dominant plants on Earth. Flowering plants, or angiosperms, make up about 90% of all living plant species, including most food crops. In the distant past, they outpaced plants such as conifers and ferns, which predate them. But how they did this has been a mystery. New research suggests it is down to genome size, and small is better. That's the Unmail Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Unmail, you can log on to www.unmail.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmail2003, or Twitter/unmailnews. I am Barbison Harris. Good morning.